On this blue placard, no information about the Jewish school you can read. You can only read that it was established at the end of the 19th century as a school for pupils with having problems in learning. At that time it was a very modern thinking, because before pupils with having problems in learning were driven out of schools and so on. But the important thing is that the National Socialists tried to separate Jewish pupils from the beginning outside of the schools in Germany. And they started in 1935, and here in Karlsruhe the so-called Jewish school was separated. Of course, it was a little bit in a discriminating way, because this school for having pupils with problems in learning, and now the Jewish pupils from the main schools came to here. It was a sort of making them a little bit, yes, ridiculous. At the Lyceums, Jewish pupils got separated some years later, after 37, 38. No Jewish pupil could be in a normal school. But also the Jewish teachers were driven out of schools, but just at the beginning of 1933, because of the law, so-called Gesetz zur Wiederherstellung des Berufsbeamtentums. But these teachers, which could not be any longer teachers, came to this Jewish school, and as they had been teachers in Lyceums, you had a very high level in this Jewish school. The life of this school ended after the Reichskristallnacht. The less and less Jewish pupils got their lessons at the place of the former liberal synagogue up to the date of 1940.